Wisconsin is again leading the nation in farm bankruptcies, as it has several times in recent years. But some of those people still farming say they're determined to succeed. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports on a dairy farm tour last evening in Manitowoc County.
The American Farm Bureau Federation has announced that 45 farm bankruptcies were filed in Wisconsin between July 2018 and this June. The federation largely blames low milk prices. Shelley Meyer of the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin says it's been a tough 5 years for dairy farmers, but she says there is a silver lining.
As a state, our industry in general, our cheesemakers and the amount of product and the value of the dairy industry, for our citizens, it's been good news because we've been able to still maintain that we're generating over $45 billion for our state every year.
Meyer farms in Washington County. She says she's still very proud of her profession. Last night at the Soaring Eagle Dairy, a farm near Newton, the dairy producers, the Wisconsin Towns Association, and the Wisconsin Counties Association kicked off a series of farm tours. Meyer told about 100 people to keep a can-do attitude about farming. But one of the partners at Soaring Eagle, Julie Maurer, said the economic struggle has taken its toll.
And there is a crisis. We have been experiencing some really tough times, and we've had to bring our A game.
Maurer says with 1,250 cows, her farm is constantly trying to be more efficient. John Hochammer of the Counties Association says his group supports that kind of effort, as he says farming's woes affect the whole state.
The egg industry impacts all 72 counties and every single town in the state of Wisconsin. So is it a concern of ours? Absolutely. It has to be. It has to be a concern of all ours.
Hochammer says, for example, Milwaukee County is a leading producer of agricultural equipment, including engines and hoses. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.